Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 12th, Morning. Sacred Jealousy. God is jealous. Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. Believer, your Lord is jealous of your love. Did he choose you? He cannot bear that you would choose another. Did he buy you with his own blood? He cannot endure that you would think you are your own or that you belong to this world. He loved you with such a love that he would not stop in heaven without you. He would sooner die than you should perish. He cannot endure anything standing between your heart's love and him. He is jealous of your trust. He will not permit you to trust in an arm of flesh. He cannot bear that you should hew broken cisterns which hold no water and forsake the fountain of living waters. Jeremiah 2:13. When we lean on him, he is glad. But when we transfer our dependence to another, when we rely on our wisdom or that of a friend, or worst of all, when we trust in any works of our own, he is displeased and will chasten us to bring us back to him. He is also jealous of our company. There should be no one with whom we converse so much as with Jesus. To abide in him only, this is true love. To commune with the world, to find sufficient solace in our carnal comforts, this is grievous to our jealous Lord. He wants us to abide in him and enjoy his constant fellowship. Many of the trials he sends are to wean our hearts from the creature and fix them more closely on him. Let this jealousy, which should keep us near Christ, also comfort us. If he loves so much as to care about our love, we may be sure that nothing will harm us, for he will protect us from all our enemies. May we have grace today to keep our hearts in sacred purity for our beloved alone. May we, with sacred jealousy, shut our eyes to all the fascinations of the world. September 12th, Evening. Victorious Faith. I will sing of mercy and justice. Psalm 101, verse 1. Faith triumphs in trial. When reason is thrust in the inner prison with its feet held firmly in the stocks, faith makes the dungeon walls ring with music. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. Faith pulls the black mask from the face of trouble and discovers the angel. Faith looks up at the cloud and sees it is big with mercy and shall break in blessings on her head. There is reason to sing even in the judgments of God, because the trial is not so heavy as it might have been, and the trouble is not so severe as we deserve. Neither is our affliction as crushing as the burden that some others have carried. Faith sees in the worst sorrow that there is nothing punishing. There is not a drop of God's wrath in it. The worst sorrow is sent in love. Faith discerns love gleaming like a jewel on the breast of an angry God. Faith says, this is a badge of honor, for the child must feel the rod. Faith then sings of the sweet result of sorrows that work for our spiritual good. No, even more, Faith says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. So faith rides the black horse, Zechariah 6:6, conquering and to conquer, trampling down carnal reason and fleshly sense, chanting notes of victory in the thickest fight. All I meet, I find assists me in my path to heavenly joy, where, though trials now attend me, trials never more annoy. Blessed there with a weight of glory, still the path I'll never forget, but exulting, cry, it led me to my blessed Savior's seat.